We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, good-hearted viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Noteworthy 1 at 28 on 5 degrees east, Ashford 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Amfarong on CSAT, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouer on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIET Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Canadi, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. in Mingaguazu Channel 44 on TV cable Mingaguazu, in Hernandarias Channel 41 on TV cable Hernandarias, and in Ciudad del Este Channel 66 on TV cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdene City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburg Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates 4 million euros to help increase food production in Lesotho. In technology news, an innovative eco-friendly car from China has plant-like qualities. In animal welfare news, a popular green website shows that our co-inhabitants have profound emotions. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 2nd, esteemed Brazilian physicist Dr. Mario Schoenberg was born in 1914 in Recife, Brazil. He is considered one of the pioneers of modern theoretical physics and astrophysics in the nation. Dr. Schoenberg is known for his work regarding the nuclear mechanisms related to supernovas. Along with Dr. Subramanian Chandrasekhar of India, he discovered the Schoenberg-Chandrasekhar limit. This is the maximum mass of a core of a star at which it can exist stably and support the outer layers from gravitational collapse. May brilliant scientists such as Dr. Mario Schoenberg continue to help us further understand and appreciate our vast and wondrous universe.
Fly-in news. Forest fires spread in northwest China. With temperatures in the region at a 60-year seasonal high, Chinese National Forest Fire Prevention Headquarters has issued a red alert in the area where lightning-ignited fires in Inner Mongolia spread to China's northeast Heilongjiang province. As of Wednesday, June 30th, the fires continued to spread across 30 different sites, and officials stated that 20,000 personnel had been dispatched in efforts to extinguish the blazes, with an additional 6,000 arriving. ground temperatures were reported to be as high as 50 degrees Celsius, with firefighters reporting that the combined heat and dryness have created exhausting conditions as many struggle to remain sufficiently hydrated. Families living in the area have been evacuated, and there have fortunately been no injuries reported thus far. We are thankful, Chinese officials and firefighters, for your unified and dedicated efforts to save the forests. Our prayers for the protection of all in the region and that such destructive conditions subside through our increased consideration for living in balance with nature.
Powerful quake strikes Mexico. Soon after midnight on Wednesday, June 30th, a strong 6.2 magnitude tremor hit Oaxaca State in southern Mexico, resulting in one fatality as residents awakened and in many cases fled into the streets. Centered 120 kilometers from Oaxaca City, the earthquake's tremors were felt throughout the states of Veracruz, Puebla, and Guerrero. As far as 355 kilometers away in Mexico City, people reportedly poured into the streets in their pajamas as nearly 100 guests left the city's Hotel San Francisco when lamps began swinging in the 14-story building. Meanwhile, at least 7 aftershocks occurred, and ambulances and police helicopters were sent to assess damage, which included cracks on the exterior of several buildings, as well as disrupted electricity and water connections. Our sympathies for the life lost, as we thank all officials for your prompt initiatives to ensure the safety of the Mexican people. May the day soon arrive that such disasters are forever forgotten as humanity's gentler ways help restore Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
IMF and World Bank support Liberia debt relief. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, and the World Bank announced on Tuesday, June 30th, that they would waive the country's $4.6 billion US dollar debt. This includes $1.5 billion US dollars also forgiven by multilateral creditors. Liberia's efforts to reduce poverty and stabilize her economy were also recognized as factors in providing the relief. Chris Lane, head of the IMF mission for Liberia, stated, Liberia can now mobilize additional resources to rebuild the road network and electricity supply system, providing the infrastructure needed to allow economic growth while continuing to expand healthcare and education systems. Our appreciation and providence bless International Monetary Fund, World Bank, and all other participant donors for your assistance in boosting Liberia's advancements. Wishing the Liberian people ever-blossoming opportunities and fulfillment.
Philippine President Aquino inaugurated. On Wednesday, June 30th, the Philippine people welcomed their 15th president as Benigno Simeon Noynoy Aquino III took the oath of office. President Aquino is also known through the legacy of his parents, the late former President Corazon C. Aquino and Senator Benigno Ninoy Aquino Jr. During his inaugural address, which was attended by some 500,000 people, the new president promised honesty and practices of good governance, as well as to continue the democratic heritage bestowed by his honorable parents in striving to respond to the people's needs and goals. President Benigno Noynoy Aquino, we respectfully congratulate your new post. May heaven bless your leadership in achieving the noble ideals of the Philippine people in flourishing prosperity and peace.
Lithuania president leads nation's economic revival. As part of a working tour of the country's 5 regions to further invigorate the economy, Lithuanian president Dalia Grybauskaitė visited Aukštaitija to discuss the development of cultural tourism in the northeast highland area. Visiting as well Aukštaitija's estate, which had been the residence of a former Lithuanian president, Her Excellency stated that the country's many unique and culturally rich heritage sites, ranging from manors and castles to natural landscapes, could be revived to create new tourism and recreational business opportunities.
President Dalia Grybauskaitė has been leading her nation toward a self-sufficient path of economic security after it became among the most impacted by the European Union's second deepest recession in 2009. As a former state vice minister of foreign affairs as well as finance minister and the European Commissioner for Financial Programming and the Budget, Her Excellency has considerable capability in the area of economics.
Under her administration, over 3.3 million co-citizens rallied in cooperation for a necessary austerity budget program, with decisions made by the Conservative government that carefully took into account the concerns of the Lithuanian labor unions. The Baltic state is now on track to adopting the euro by 2014 while reducing its deficit to just 3% of the country's total goods and services by 2012. Other favorable signals include a steady increase in retail sales and a rapid improvement in exports.
Yes, if I will have something more except that...
At the recent European Union Council meeting in Belgium, Supreme Master Television asked Her Excellency to share her thoughts about the country's accomplishments.
I'm happy to hear that evaluation from outside is that we are very successful. In reality, all Baltic states, we have been going under pressure of huge and very strategic and radical economic reforms. They were very fast, very rapid, and very deep, while, of course, we got not only good results, but also tensions and social tensions, and not always well and good acceptance by our population. So we also paid a price of popularity, for example, of governments. All this we paid as all countries who are under a huge pressure of economic reforms. But I'm happy that our countries were able to survive in this financial downturn. And in general, we were able to manage ourselves, we were able to go through, and I'm looking forward that already this year and the beginning of next year, Lithuania's economy will be on recovery path.
Our respectful admiration, Your Excellency, President Dalia Grybauskaitė, and Lithuania on revitalizing your economy in challenging times through trust and collaboration. May all world nations prosper through such courageous leadership that upholds the best interests of co-citizens.
Absolutely different opinion on that.
Christian Wulff, next German president. On Wednesday, June 30th, the German Federal Assembly elected Christian Wulff, Prime Minister of the German state of Lower Saxony since 2003, to the presidency. In his recent role as the state prime minister, he was highly commended for his appointment of Aygül Özkan, the first minister in Germany of Turkish origin, to his cabinet. President Wulff has stated that as president, he would like his official residence to become a think tank filled with academics, scientists, and artists to best prepare the country for the future. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new position. May your leadership serve the highest goals of the German people in harmony and prosperity for all.
Darfur groups sign UN-supported peace agreement. Leaders of the Misriya and Rizaigat groups in Darfur, Sudan, signed a reconciliation agreement on Monday, June 28, to peacefully end a land dispute that had resulted in the perishing of thousands of people since 2003. The United Nations African Union, UNAMID mission in Darfur, as well as the Darfur Peace and Reconciliation Council, local leaders and native administrations have all been working together to assist in peaceful resolution. Our accolades, Misriya and Rizaigat leaders, for your diplomatic accord, as we send our earnest appreciation, United Nations and all other groups, for your help in fostering regional harmony. May the people of Darfur and throughout Sudan be graced with lasting tranquility and peace.
Hundreds pardoned in Iran. On the occasion of the birth anniversary of Ali ibn Abi Talib, revered by Shiite Muslims as the first imam, Iranian leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, on Monday, granted amnesty to 708 detainees. The request was made by Iran's judiciary chief, Ayatollah Sadiq Amoli Larijani. We are glad to know of this gesture of clemency for the imprisoned and wish them renewed hope and joy as they are reunited with loved ones.
Save our planet. Western Antarctic ice shelf found to be disintegrating. In just the past several years, estimates of Antarctica's melt rate translating to sea level rise have gone from nearly zero to becoming more significant and growing. Scientists most recently have found that Western Antarctica is contributing approximately 10% to observed global sea level rise, with one of Antarctica's largest glaciers being a significant source. In an effort to identify the causes and risks, a team led by the British Antarctic Survey sent an unmanned submarine beneath Western Antarctica's Pine Island Glacier to measure ice melt in terms of the ocean water's salinity, temperature, and oxygen concentrations.
The submarine unexpectedly found that the glacier was no longer connected to an underwater ridge that had been slowing the flow of ice into the sea. Instead, warm seawater has been entering the cavity created over the ridge and eroding the glacier from below. The Pine Island Glacier is thus one of the continent's fastest melting and is thinning 4 times more quickly than it was 10 years ago. These findings confirmed concerns that this glacier is actually a weak point in the region's integrity and that a real collapse of the Western Antarctic ice sheet could add 5 meters to sea level rise. Our thanks, British Antarctic Survey and scientists, for these factual, though alarming, observations of West Antarctica.
Let us all awaken to the importance of taking urgent steps to address our vulnerable environment and restore the Earth's balance.
Ever concerned for humanity's welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often spoken of global warming's threat to our survival, while at the same time reminding of how to avoid calamity, as during a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA.
The West Antarctic ice shelf is also melting, with 3.3 meter sea level rises forecast that would threaten cities like your country, New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco. And if all of Antarctica and Greenland were to melt, I mean the ice, then the sea levels could rise to as much as 70 meters, which would be deadly or disastrous to most lives on Earth. I pray day and night that the divine manifest in the physical realm and wake up the leaders of our nations, wake up the religious head, wake up everybody in time, so that they understand the urgency of our situation and that they understand the solution of solving this dangerous crisis facing us. That is, we have to turn back to our caring and compassionate nature inside our heart. Being vegan worldwide is the advancement of compassion that will uplift and unify all cultures and create a harmonious Eden on Earth.
Save our planet. The U.S. state of Indiana is working to save the endangered Allegheny wood rat through a 5-year, $500,000 program funded in part by citizens who gave back a portion of their tax refund to benefit wild animals.
Save our planet. Parts of Asia continue to swelter through extreme heat, with temperatures above 38 degrees Celsius in Mongolia's 1,300-meter-high capital of Ulaanbaatar and over 40 degrees in nearby Russia and northeast China, where crops have also been adversely affected.
Save our planet. The European Photovoltaic Industry Association, or EPIA, reports that 40% of all building roofs and 15% of all facades throughout the European Union are suitable for solar panel installations and could generate about 1,400 terawatt hours of electricity a year.
Save our planet. In an effort to cope with the drying Indus River Delta, now reduced to 10% of its original 600,000 hectares, along with intruding seawater, the village of Jat Mohammed in southeastern Pakistan installs a solar desalination plant to help supply fresh water.
Warning news. Major supermarkets throughout the UK acknowledge that the meat, fish, egg and dairy products they sell may be derived from animals supplied with genetically modified feed, which is not required to be declared on labelling.
Hello there, this is Rigo, the red deer. Meet my son, Dindi.
Hello everyone. Dad and I only eat vegan foods, a diet of peace.
We're here to share a reading tip. With access to the internet and your computer, or on some cell phones, you can download ebooks instantly, many for free.
There are numerous sites with hundreds of publications from short stories to novels.
What a unique, convenient, and earth-friendly way to read. Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, to save the planet.
And thank you for watching. Now for the weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, the European Union donates 4 million euros to increase food production in Lesotho. Directed by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, the funds are to help 36,000 farmers purchase items such as seeds of maize, beans, wheat, sorghum, potatoes, and other vegetables. Tools such as hoes, plows, and planters will also be supplied. The contribution is expected to enable 10,000 to 18,000 more tons of crops to be produced. In addition, 500 farmers will be trained in agricultural conservation methods and 100 others in certified seed production. Our heartfelt gratitude and heaven's blessings, European Union, for your generous commitment to Lesotho's citizens. Also, our sincere thankfulness, United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, for your caring administration of the aid. May a plentiful harvest, supporting a nutritious and sustainable plant-based lifestyle, be enjoyed by all.
In technology news, China presents a concept green car with plant-like qualities. The two-seater Yeezy has been developed by the Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation. It is designed to absorb carbon dioxide through its bodywork and convert it into power using the process of photosynthesis. It also features solar panels on the roof and transforms wind to energy via small turbines in the wheels, and power is stored in its lithium-ion batteries. Kudos, Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation, on your remarkable model. We look forward to seeing many more such innovative and eco-friendly creations on a long-lasting planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, studies find that animals have rich emotional lives. We will feed the birds and be right back. Stay tuned for more thoughtful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gentle news for a kinder world. In animal news, researchers find our co-inhabitants have deep emotions. WebEcoist.com, one of the world's most popular green living websites, reported on a number of recent animal studies. Findings included that chimpanzees exhibited profound grieving processes at the passing of an elderly community member. It was also observed that adult bonobos shook their heads no when showing disapproval of certain behavior by the young, such as not eating all their food. In addition, it was discovered that horses, which had pleasurable experiences with humans, showed greater affection towards them after a period of separation. Our appreciation, researchers and WebEcoist, for highlighting the sensitivity of our cherished animal friends. May we honor the precious lives of all God's beautiful children.
Now let's enjoy a joke told in Afrikaans, a language spoken mainly in South Africa and Namibia, entitled Home Chef.
My man kan nie kos maak. Hy gebruik die brandalarm as 'n klokkie.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, my name is Jessie. SupremeMasterTV.com is absolutely constructive and also very moving, especially about global warming. This truly is a big problem for us now. I would like to share some thoughts with other viewers around the globe that everybody walking on Earth right now should be all vegan. That is in the hand of all people. That's why I begin to spread the words to other people. So let them know that we can join hands together. I think we can build a better world.
Proactive Jesse, your very relevant message is much appreciated. Indeed, if we all adopt the earth-saving vegan diet, we can look forward to a glorious future. Let us pray that day comes very soon. All our love and best wishes in your noble work to share the message of peace.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed with a joyful heart and compassionate spirit. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Her Majesty Queen Rania Al-Abdullah of Jordan launches the Arabic edition of her New York Times best-selling children's book, The Sandwich Swap, titled Salma and Lily in Arabic, with proceeds going to Her Majesty's education initiative, Madrasati.
Moroccan comedic actress Hanane El-Fadili accepts a UNICEF appointment as goodwill ambassador to her home country as she expresses her commitment to protecting children's rights.
Winning the Sri Lankan Airlines ProServe 2010 competition, held in Oruganj Bay, 21-year-old Australian Julian Wilson conveys his appreciation for the graciousness with which the Sri Lankan people and local schoolchildren welcomed the surfers.
Spanish-based charity Play for Africa arrives after a four-month trip with trucks full of 2,000 soccer balls and 4,000 pairs of shoes, which they are donating to young Africans in need to offer them opportunities to play.
During a meeting with visiting King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia at the White House, U.S. President Barack Obama pledges further cooperation as he highlights the two countries' long history of nearly 70 years of friendship.
Austrian and British researchers interpreting ancient rock engravings in Europe from the Copper Age find that their pattern sequences are similar to today's animation and were likely a part of audiovisual performances at the time.
The Kuwait Office of Charitable Projects in Egypt delivers a second batch of relief items, including 1,400 home appliances such as refrigerators, stoves and fans, to assist Egyptian residents affected by January floods in rebuilding.
Qualifying for the quarterfinals at the UK's Wimbledon Championships, tennis champions Pakistani Issam ul Haq Qureshi and his doubles partner Rohan Bopanna of India note their own successful teamwork as they encourage greater harmony between their countries.
At a meeting of women entrepreneurs and business associations from Europe and Africa organized by the Spain-based Women's Foundation, European businesswomen join in support and cooperative endeavors to support their African counterparts.
Emergency services dispatcher Ryan Ashley of Ohio, USA, successfully guides frantic parents Julia and Aaron Huber over the phone with instructions to provide CPR on their 3-year-old son, saving his life after near drowning in a swimming pool.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.